Here's the story. Free health checks, eye tests, a Turkish shave, maybe. I didn't know there was a Turkish shave at all. Anyway, this is all part of a drive to make the men in your life more aware of looking after themselves. And it's all happening in the Long Tower Centre tonight for Men's Health Week. Seamus Ward, we've met many times, the programme planner with the Bogside and Brandywell Health Forum. Seamus, good to see you.
Thank you, Mark.
Bit of health, always worth talking about this. But what's new?
Well, unfortunately, nothing's new. Men's health is always on the agenda because it's a big part of what we're trying to do. Once a year comes around that it's Men's Health Week, and we're going to take this opportunity to try and get the men folk, as you say, down and try and get a couple of health checks, getting engaged in a couple of programmes that we're doing. And whilst they're at it, enjoy a Turkish shave. They can get a free barbecue along with us as well too, or come along and get free holistic massage or reflexology. So it's just trying to engage with more and more men, just to try and make them more aware of some of the health issues that are out there, and come and engage with us or our community groups to improve our health.
We're going to have a bit of crack here in the studio with our resident guinea pig, Big Phil Reynolds, who's lining up for the shearing. But on a serious note, Seamus, what are those statistics? What are men, you know, are we talking still in the old days, fish suppers and sitting on the sofa all day, or what are you saying to us?
Well, prostate cancer is a major, major problem.
Yeah, we're talking about this week, yeah.
We've got the chair of the health committee, Maeve McLaughlin, who's making it a major issue. For some reason, men don't seem to be driving the agenda forward, you know, that it is a major issue. I don't think we're as good as women at doing things like that. I think it's just in our nature, just they stay quiet about it. So I think we need to take opportunity this year to engage with men, try and find out from the men what exactly that they want to do, what they enjoy doing, and then basing that around and offering them programmes to try and assist them.
Like what?
Well, there's lots of things. There's the new men's shed drive that's happening. We're doing it as well too, our Getting On Well project in the health forum. We're doing one in the gas yard where the men come and meet every Friday, and as well as getting the health messages through, they do things that they enjoy, and it's growing organically. Men are coming, they're saying to their friends, you know, somebody's wife might find out and says they're their son and things like that. So men are coming along, and then they're talking to us. They're letting us know, and we're trying to get the message back to them.
Is this despite, Seamus, the fact that we feel the city to be a healthier place? You see all the sort of dozens of them out running and the sort of boot camps that you see around the city. It does give a bit of colour and a bit of lift to the town. Is that just a veneer?
Well, there's no doubt that the health in the whole of the city has changed over recent years. It has. You can see it yourself. You know, I've been here many times talking about the wonderful work that's happening, but there are still some major issues that need to be dealt with. You know, as I say, the levels of cancer, some cancers are still pretty poor, you know, and a lot of the reason for that is because they're not detected early, and particularly among men. So it's just to try and raise the issues, let people know what the warning signs are, and let them know that there are vehicles around them or places that they can go to sort this out.
Oh, there you are. Well, Philip Reynolds has been with us. You've heard his reports maybe a couple of times already. Philip, it's a day when you have to face a man with a sharpened knife without fear or trembling. Are you?
I was more excited talking about the story than
doing the story.
I'm just watching the clock go round here, and it's as if the seconds are going backwards, and now we have a nice sharp knife that is feet away from me. But we'll be all right. It'll be okay.
Well, David Craig is here from Derry Barbers as well. I have to say, David, I have to compliment you firstly, because you do the traditional thing very, very well. You've got the meticulous haircut, you've got the braces and the dicky bow and the old school shirt, and it's a particular look, isn't it?
Thank you very much, Mark.
It is great.
That's what we're trying to do, bring back the sort of traditional look and the traditional feel to the barber shops in the town. And I thought Derry really, really needed a shop like ours, so that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Are you a Derry man?
No, I'm actually from Strabane. I've been working in Derry for, I think it's about 22 years. So I class myself as an adopted dairyman.
And the fellas want it?
Of course they do. Yeah. The demand for it has absolutely been amazing. Brilliant. We're only open 7 months, and it's just going from strength to strength at the minute.
Right. Well, you're sitting beside Big Phil. Philip, you are a gentleman, like myself, of a very particular physical presence. And we were talking about what you're offering the barbers today. You're what? You're 6 foot? You're 6 foot what?
2'3"-ish.
But in terms of the stubble, you were trying to work it up for this gig today, weren't you? Describe that.
And I was also telling you that in the office as well, where there wasn't any microphones. I was telling Mark that I may not look like a five-year-old, but I do have the face of a five-year-old when it comes to shaving. I shave every 3 days because I'm 29 now and I can't grow sideburns, as you can see and laugh, tee hee away to yourselves. So I said to Mark, if I like itch my chin a little bit, it might grow a little bit faster. So we have something resembling about a 13-year-old at the minute.
Yeah, well, you've got the baby face complexion, and it'll be even more like a baby face when we're finished with a cutthroat.
But David, right now, sometimes a man's face, you know, I mean, we're not all David Beckham, you know what I mean? The skin, I mean, Phil, how would you be advising Phil about his particular skin and his face?
Well, looking at his skin, it's very clear, it's very smooth, so he hasn't really much to worry about when it comes to his shaves. A lot of people don't really know how to shave. When you start off shaving, you usually go in when you're young, you get a razor that maybe your father had and start shaving yourself that way. Hmm. Nobody actually teaches you how to shave. So that's one thing. A lot of people don't even know about shaving down with the grain and then going maybe against the grain if your skin can take it.
I go against the grain. You know, I was always told not to, but it gets you a cleaner shave when you go against the grain.
It does, of course it does. Yeah. But there's some people, you know, they've got sort of fair skin and they can't really take it.
Okay.
The skin will flare up.
You know? Phil, do you have to be careful shaving?
Yeah, because my skin is very, very sensitive. So, again, going back to the childish boy looks, it would sometimes...
Boyish good looks, I would say.
It would sometimes flare up a little bit, which I use the old hand cream moisturiser. And there is actually, the barber's where I get my hair cut, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a square where you rub under, you put a little bit under water.
An Allen block,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
and
that's what we've got with us too.
There we
just
go.
Just in case.
And it really, really hurts after you shave.
It stings.
So, I'm just telling you guys to continue. I just want to look at that. What is that?
You stick a little bit of hot water on it and just rub it in your face.
It actually dates back to Egyptian times. That's how long the alum block is going. It's going a long, long time.
It's like a bit of crystal.
Yep.
So you put a little bit of water on it, rub it on your face after you're shaving.
Right.
But I will do that now and then when I'm feeling, you know, big night ahead. You just get yourself psyched up for it.
Right, Jake is one of David's colleagues and he's in here to do the deed. Jake, take it away. You're down, if you're talking to the green, by the way. But do you want to swap seats even, David? Just let Jake in beside Big Phil and we'll see how we get it. So there's a white towel here, I can see that. And Holly is beautifully assisting off to waiting for the iPhone moment for the Facebook page. Damn, Facebook page is the torment of people. Right, so Jake has got the whole gear here. He's in with a badger hair brush. He's in with a wee pot that my granda used to have. There's something very nostalgic about this, Jake. You know what I mean?
That's it.
We have the production team in the background laughing at me, so do I look nervous?
No, you're grand. Talk us through it, Phil, just as it happens.
So we've got all the equipment with us. What's in the...
That's just
shaving
soap. Shaving soap. We are going back a little while, aren't we?
No, we're doing it right.
Is that soap dry, lads?
No.
It's
dry soap, and then you use the badger hairbrush to... Bring it up,
tell you what, David, pull that blue round, Seamus, just when you're not using it. You can commentate here, David, on blue as Big Phil leans back in the radio foil chair. Lift it up there, just give it a good yank up, David. Good man.
So what Jake's doing now is he's using the badger hair brush and going in a circular motion to get the hairs on his face to actually start to stand out. And it's the preparation that actually makes the traditional shave so good.
And though I had this done once in my life, David, and the boy scorched me face first with hot water, you know, with a hot towel. That's not necessary, is it?
Yes, we have the hot towel.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
We will be scorching his face now with a hot towel, but it's not scorching. Right. It shouldn't be that bad. You should be able to handle it, hot towel.
David, just when the lads are getting stuck in here and Holly mercilessly videos proceedings, where are men at these days? I was talking to Ronan, who's away in London, of course, today for the Observer Ethical Awards. We wish him well, from Roco, for example. He was telling us just a couple of weeks ago, everything's changing, even the way men are thinking about their beards and their products and all the rest, that there were sort of a kind of a revolution. What are you telling us?
Well, men now are really starting to look after themselves. They're looking for moisturisers, balms, anything at all that's going to make their skin feel good, look good. And with these shaves that we're doing, you're practically getting a facial at the same time.
Indeed. Oh, you know, Phil, the specs are off.
It covers everything.
And his face is being covered up by, like, an Italian widow.
It's all about the relaxation.
Phil, you can holler out from behind the towel if you like.
Everything's okay. I can't see. I can just about breathe, but we're okay.
It's the way Sophie Loren used to... You know the way she used to put her headscarf all over herself? And Jake is squeezing the towel onto his head and face. Phil, how's it feel?
Feels lovely. If there was somewhere for my feet and a glass of champagne would be elected.
Well, down in the barber shop, the chairs are better prepared for this.
Right.
We'll be lying back, the feet have a rest for your actual legs to stretch right out.
So what would you, and it's not a commercial plug in any sense, David, but I mean, would fellas come in and say, right, give me the haircut and then do the facial? Would fellas do that the way, you know, women spend a half day at this, getting their hair done?
Of course, now, men, especially men now in the town, they've come on leaps and bounds. From I started in the town, boys wanted to go and just get a basic haircut. And if you had a thought about putting moisturiser on somebody's face back then, they would have run the mile.
I can't help laughing at
Whereas
Phil.
Whereas now, men are really looking after themselves now. And I think that we're sort of there to help them.
Yes. Now, Jake has just wiped the white stuff off. I thought that was about to be shaved off, but he's wiped it off without shaving,
that's
David.
That's the first soap. That just cleans everything up in his face and makes the skin a wee bit softer. The hot towel just lifts everything up.
He said, I have a good stubble. I'm going to have lots of fun here. But still be gentle.
Don't worry, I always am.
So now you'll go at him again with the soap. Get him soaped up again.
And then the headband goes on like what do you call him in the movies? What do you call your man that all the shooting?
Rambo.
It's a Rambo headband. Phil, it's a rather striking look. I wish Holly was on mic. I'd love to get the woman's perspective on this. David, how long typically can this take if you're doing it right?
Well, if you're getting the full cut throat of us down in the barber shop, it usually takes maybe about 40 minutes all in, you know? So
yeah.
As I well, say, it's about time men did sort of look after themselves a wee bit more.
Well, I'll tell you what, should we maybe take a guest on another round? Because this is going to take a bit of time. We're very happy to stay with it, David, if you're happy to stay with us.
Oh, yes, of course.
So listen, Seamus, swing that round to Seamus again there, just by the way, David, for a wee second. You know what, Seamus, it doesn't take a genius to realise when somebody is making a pampering of you and looking after you, even though we're men and even though very often it's like, nobody touches me, all that kind of stuff, you can tell how you're going to be impressed with us. You're going to feel good about it.
Yeah, that's the hope, you know, we're bringing this on because... It's like Craig was saying as well too, you know, people are kind of looking at things that used to happen in the past, and people that enjoy this at one point in our time, you know, men used to do this all the time. There's no reason why men of today can't enjoy it as well too. It's always like Phil there's enjoying it, so he's always going at him now with a knife.
Now this is the bit, Phil, I don't know about you, but he hasn't got a trembling hand, but this is the bit that makes me nervous, because it's the old fashioned Sweeney Todd, and is that brilliant? He wipes the stuff that he's shaving off, Phil, onto the back of his hand, Seamus, yes, you know.
It's a proper treat, like, it definitely is. You know?
You're nervous, and you're sitting there, and I'm blindfolded, and I have a blade to my throat.
I'm going to knock myself here, so am I? Is this real?
Listen, I want to bring Heather Fielding in here for another, at cross purposes altogether, just when Jake, and we don't want to rush it, Jake, do the job normally as you would. Seamus, I'm coming back to you in a wee minute, because I do want to get a word about passports here, just when the fellas are getting... When Big Phil's being Sweeney Todded. Right, it's 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. You might have been thinking about the summer holidays, folks, and heard the headlines. Some of them maybe caught the eye. Passport fiasco. Holidays in peril. We're always a bit sceptical about things that got, but there is an issue here, I think. Many have raised the stress levels if you're looking for the new passport in particular. It's been claimed that there's a backlog. Some say up to 500,000. I'm concerned that many people might miss the holidays, so what can you do if you need a passport this summer, this week, this evening? Well, Heather Fielding is Managing Director of Gallagher Travel in Derry, and indeed, Heather, you're ABTA's Northern Ireland representative. Good on you. Good to see you.
Nice to be here in a room full of men. This is lovely.
I like this. Any treatments for women, folk? Anyway, listen.
Get my legs done for my holidays now.
Be our guest. Be our guest, Jake. Heather's up next. There's a 10-minute waiting list here. Heather, is the issue here as big as some of the headlines would suggest?
We've actually been finding, we've had a lot of customers over the last 3 or 4 weeks been mentioning about passports, saying they're waiting on them, coming in pricing things, but they're not booking things because they're waiting on passports. And we've been kind of told over the last 2 weeks or so that there's about a 4-week delay roughly at the minute,
right?
Even with the express service, but there is other ways around it as well.
And what would you have expected typically to be the wait?
It's always like that at May, June time.
That's what I remember.
It's always
two,
like
three
this.
Weeks.
It's always like this. But I think a lot of the problems, the straightforward applications are going through fine as far as we know. It's people not filling in forms correctly and having things sent back to them. So it's not checking things properly, not having the right documentation with the passport, maybe not having photographs signed, that kind of thing. And that, by the time they send it back to you, you get the things corrected and send it back, that could be a week.
All right. So Heather, is there merit? I mean, typically I've left it late a couple of times in life, but I'm one of those boys that goes to Belfast and sits and talks to a boy and waits in the queue.
And pays the extortionate amount of money.
Oh, that's dearer.
It's a lot more expensive.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. Normally you can do a service through the post office and they check it and everything, and that's up to about That can be anything from 14 to 21 days. Mm-hmm. But you can get a quicker service as well. You make an appointment, go up there. The premium service, it's £128. You can get that normally within 4 hours of your application being accepted. But you have to make an appointment and then go up there. And then there's also one, a fast track, which is a week service. Again, you make an appointment, take all the forms up and leave it for a week. And that's, I think that's about the same price.
Give us the prices, Heather, important.
But the standard, a standard passport, yeah. You're looking at around £87. So
it's a lot of money, isn't it?
A lot of money.
Because essentially this is, quote, Her Majesty asks that you let your man into the country. It's essentially just a little ticket. Why should it be £87?
It's not for me to say why that is. It's always, it's always been an expensive thing. My view is, why does a child pay the same price as an adult passport as well? But that's another thing. And a child is only valid for 5 years.
And Heather,
you're paying the same as an adult for 10 years.
After Good Friday, of course, everybody here is entitled an Irish passport, a British passport, both, exactly. I think, aren't we?
Well, that's one thing. Funny, we were just talking about this, saying to people, if you... an Irish passport are being processed slightly quicker at the moment. So
are they dearer or more or cheaper?
I think they're slightly cheaper in the south.
Right. And have you seen a rush of folk now that they can from Northern Ireland go and get?
We just had a couple come in. They got married on Saturday and they couldn't book their honeymoon because he hadn't got a passport. And he only got it this morning.
Heather, what about the last minute lorries then, in terms of, oh no, my passport's out of date? Because I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm okay because it's expired at the end of the month. It has to be valid
for a month ahead, where you're going. Spain, as long as it's valid for the duration of your trip, the majority of Spain, and that's where the majority of people here travel to. So just check with the country that you're going to, because you may find that you may have enough validity on it.
The European Union, I thought, is it a union at all? Why do we need a passport to go to our own, quote, country and jurisdiction?
Ask the airlines. Don't get me started. But the other thing to remember that people seem to forget with a British passport is that you can add, you don't have to apply for it just before it expires. Mm. Say your passport, for example, is expiring December time, you can apply for it. Now, they allow you up to 9 months over the 10 years.
Ah.
So the time to apply for your passport is about that 6 to 9 months if you know that you don't need it.
And you're getting a long passport and a short passport, is that right? No.
Short passports, no, just the standard. Just the standard.
I'm showing the standard.
And I remember those as well, so right. It's not that long ago.
But is the option still there, Heather? Panic, get down to Belfast, you'll have one by lunchtime.
You can do that if you ring and make an appointment, but I don't know what the situation is with regard to the appointments now. That's always been the situation. I think, people here, we tend to find May time is the peak dates. They talk about at the minute in the mainland, their schools finish 2 to 3 weeks later than ours.
Yes.
So our rush is for the 1st of July. So people are panicked already now. So I'm hoping that the majority of ours have got away. But you can, there's numbers. If you go on to the government website, you'll see all the telephone numbers on there as well. So. Or contact your local travel agent.
Contact your local... Oh, you would say that, Heather. Yeah. But finally, the changing nature of holidays. And there's no point pretending that we all go and get the fortnight in Spain from the travel agent. That's what it was when I was... It's changed and it's changed radically.
Yeah.
The package tour, even these days, we're dissembling that ourselves, aren't we? We're getting the flights and we're fighting or doing a deal with your man, across the hedge in Sorrento or whatever. Is the industry surviving that?
Oh, yes. Actually, we have seen figures this year, people booking through agents increasing. And the majority of agents that I speak to, their business has improved between 10 and 15% on the last couple of years.
Mm.
So we're seeing the tide turning. I think the whole thing with protection as well is very, very important. That a lot of people have been left high and dry booking that accommodation, and they get out there is no accommodation, or something goes wrong, the flight dates have changed, and then they can't change the dates for the accommodation, so they're stuck with one and they can't do the other. So
I don't know about you, I'm old school. I like the protection of a package where I just go, right, there's the money, you're responsible for my, if anything messes up, the taxi, the hotel, it's your fault.
We get people coming in now, and that's the first, is this holiday protected?
Right.
And the other thing is, can we pay a low deposit? Can we pay up for it? We've no credit card fees because we're not paying online, that kind of thing. So there's loads of different...
Heather, finally on the passport question, if my passport is out of date or wrongly presented, it's not your fault and it's not the travel company's fault, it's not the holiday's fault?
No, because it states very clearly that, and the first thing we normally do when someone's is booking a holiday is your passport in date
valid.
And valid for the duration of your trip. And the other so we say to people, don't book anything
all right.
until you check out what the situation is with your passport.
Heather, we maybe need to touch base with you in the coming summer. Thank you for
no
joining
problem
us
as well. Thank
today,
you.
712-66-522. That's Heather Fielding, no stranger in this part of the world. Of course, the ABTA representative for BBC, or for BBC, for ABTA Northern Ireland, and the director of Gallagher Travel here in the city. I think Heather did well, like myself, did not tether. She's just gone past young Philip.
Time over this man to get out here.
young Philip Reynolds.
Sorry about that.
It's being ravaged in the corner. Phil, how's the back? Because you're leaning back on a seat that is not meant to be leaned back on.
I think we're doing okay. I'm just concentrating in my head about the fact there's a blade to my throat. But the back'll do okay.
Well, the treatment approaches completion. We'll come back to that in a wee second. Michael joins me. Michael, great to see you. We put up a little photograph just of the completed Clooney Terrace. Now, everybody ever eat out or eat fast food in the Waterside probably got it. Clooney Terrace. It has Chinese. It has chicken. It has restaurant ordinary style. It has another Chinese.
It is a single man's Valhalla.
It is a single man's Valhalla. It has a supermarket. It has an off licence. It has a flower shop for the comings and goings in life.
And now it has great parking as well.
And now it has great parking, Michael. It fixed the whole place. People are happy.
They are indeed. Everyone is delighted. Only one dissenting voice, as far as I can see here, but we'll get to that eventually. Can I just say before we start with the passport? My favourite passport story is a guy using his passport for photo ID to fly in a well known low cost airline. And the guy looks at it and says, this is out of date. He says, I know it's out of date, but it's still me, you cretin.
He didn't get anywhere.
No, it was an internal flight from Bristol to Edinburgh, something like
that. Why do we need if it's a European Union, like the Union of the United States of America, why do we need a passport? Anybody go blooming Italy? Michael, back to Clooney Terrace.
Moving on. Sinead Quinn says it doubled up as two lanes this morning to clear traffic quicker, which
That's
is
great.
Always good news, yeah.
I used the new ones this morning. It was fab.
Tony Healy says, at last, close the road at night, get the job done, unlike the clowns on the new bridge a few weeks ago, which caused total gridlock.
But I think, Mickey, I was speaking to a couple of the traders in the wee street there in Clooney, and they were so impressed. The roads guys were in, I think, in two nights, overnight, had the entire place tarmac painted and done.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good road making. Tony McBride says it's great for public transport and taxi drivers that travel up and down without the danger. Excellence. He says you need to look at Rosemount and Lomer Road, etc. Maybe do the same thing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Boots McLaughlin, what a great name. Boots McLaughlin Boots. Says, about time, great job. How's about a wee bit of tarmac now for the city side? Interesting.
Right.
Jen Green says it's a great job for motorists and pedestrians, and hopefully the traders will see an increase in their trade. Parking facilities before were woeful. The number of times I couldn't get parked along here and just drove on to the next shop.
People say nothing changes this town, but it was one listener said that they'd driven past the shops many times because they couldn't get parked. It's as simple as that. And think of the lost trade down the years for people who simply can't get at shops, I mean here or elsewhere, you know.
Yeah, yes. Shannon Healy says it looks great and it's great to see work being done on the water side. Now Jacqueline Harrigan says, well, it may have been a speedy, trouble free experience for traders and drivers, but what about the residents who had two nights of no sleep? She says, my daughter has to get up at 7 a.m. for school and these clowns were just knocking off them. And big letters, not happy.
Simon, he's local photographer, says, unless I'm a fellaha, says, I like it very much. The narrowness of the road has always been problematic, much, much less so now. Final comments, Michael?
Yeah, Richard Curry says, great job for the weekend takeaways. Richard Campbell says, need the yellow box painted at the entrance to Bonds Hill. It's a nightmare getting out there in the morning. But Mark Chambers says, didn't even notice it. So maybe that means it was a good job.
Aye, it's so good you don't even see it. You don't see the seam in the road, Michael. Thank you indeed. Our chef, Brian, is joining us. I think this steak sandwich today might have to go to young Reynolds. No, Michael, moving swiftly along. Young O'Donnell,
I'm taking that with me.
Vacate the seat. Young Reynolds, I think, might need a reward. The tiles are back on the face and he's submerging. What's going on, Phil?
We're okay.
Right.
It's your cold tile.
So there you go.
This is the cold tile, apparently.
The cold tile?
Yeah, we're
fine. Let's get you on microphones. Go on, you grab green there, David, to get you back on green, because there's a lot of people in the studio here today. David, give us an update.
Right, what we're doing now is we're just finishing off with a cold tile. Just cleans the pores down, closes everything down and seals the skin so that when you go out in the cold air, you're not going out with a big red face. Your skin's perfect then.
David, a wee question about bleeding. A lot of men will, you know, bleed a wee bit with shaving. And we really tend, not on my shirt and all the rest. Well, give us a wee bit of advice on that, would you?
Well, you get the likes of septic pencils or the Allen block that we've used. But basically, when you put that over the skin, it seals everything up, closes everything down. So running about with tissue paper should be a thing of the past, really.
All right. Phil, shall you emerge phoenix-like to your BBC seat and grab your specs, my friend?
This is tonight, Matthew. I'm going to be about 5 years younger. Look, I have to have a first face. Oh, that's fabulous.
That is just that. It's just delightful. You know what? It's, see, when you were talking, what's the cube called?
The Allen block.
Yeah. See the way I've said it. It stings so much.
Yeah.
I sort of revert back to. Do you remember you used to get your dad's aftershave and whack it on and then scream around the house? That's what the feeling was like when I was doing it. So clearly I wasn't doing it right. So thank you for making me not scream live on the radio.
Jake, I was watching Jake just in the corner of my eye, David. I mean, it takes a specific skill to go at a man's face with a bare blade like that.
Yes, it's a skill. That definitely is a skilled thing that we're doing. And Jake was in Australia for a full year. When he came back from Australia, we were really glad to get him on the team because he was out there shaving non-stop.
Yeah.
And it's something that people aren't really able to do in the town, so it was great to have him on the team.
Do you know what? I'm mindful. I kept my grandma's old badger hairbrush, but never used it, Jake. You know what I mean? Maybe you need to get straight. What took you to Australia? Going green there, Jake, just quickly. What took you to Australia in the first place and just getting out for a few bob or what?
Just getting out of Derry for a while, you know, change of scenery, but of sun. I needed a wee bit of rain, so I came home, you know.
And how did your training go out there? Was it just informal?
I was working for a few Italian fellas out there, barbering 60-odd years, you know, so I thought I'd just stay and pick up as much as I could off them so I could come home and do something like I'm doing now.
It's so unusual. David, good luck with that. I mean, I think you're unique pretty much in the town for doing it, aren't you?
Well, so far, anyway.
Yeah. Very good. Seamus, final word then on the men's health before we get young Reynolds rolled up here with a bit of steak. I tell you what, Brian, if you go on, I'm just doing the microphone swap here. Brian, if you go on yellow and Big Phil, you roll up beside him in blue. Seamus on green.
All right, thanks, Marion. I was shamelessly waving the flyer at you for a plug. It's tonight, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and it's in the Long Tower Youth Club. And anybody who doesn't know where that is, it's next to the Brandywell Stadium and the showgrounds. We'd be glad to see all men come along, get a shave like Phil. Phil can say himself. He's like a new man. He actually looks a bit younger as well too, you know. So come along. There's lots going on. There's 2 hours there. There's free bite of food, a healthy barbecue. So we'd love to see you down there,
fellas. Thanks for going to the trouble. And David, really impressive with the full, you know, the proper trousers and braces and the shirt and the dicky boy. I think it's brilliant. Well done, lads. Thank you very much indeed. That's David Craig there and Jake from the Derry Barbers, the new Derry Barbers. It's in public interest. Not saying that you shouldn't go get your haircut somewhere else, but that is a new service. And it's always good to see people doing a new thing here in the city.